with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory. Then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Last week, Los Angeles was the most humid city in the United States. Did you know that?
Yes.
And I don't know about you, I'm tired of the summer. I'm ready for the fall. I'm not a big fan of this heat like many of you. And let's be honest, the last few days, most of us have been doing stuff so we could stay indoors. I actually had somebody say, "I'm coming to Mass more during the weekday because I know the air's on fire." Whatever works. But this past Friday, some really good friends of mine, they invited me to go up to visit them up in the San Bernardino Mountains, where it was about 15 degrees cooler. It felt really good. And it was absolutely beautiful to be up there and just to sit at the lake and to do nothing. And I left my cell phone in my car so nobody could email me or text me. And it was amazing how quick I got to really, really relax and just enjoy the moment. And I love the water. God speaks to me a lot in nature. And honestly, I could have just stayed there all day and just chilled and probably not gotten up all day and been happy. But my friends that I'm with, they had a good idea to go on a hike. Now, I love to walk, you know, so I was excited to go on this hike with them, but it wasn't that hot. So we went for an hour and a half hike, and it was absolutely beautiful. The scenery was, we're so lucky to live in Southern California, are we not? It's gorgeous here. But I have to tell you, about 30 minutes into the hike, one of my friends looked at me and says, "Do you mind if we go up a little bit in elevation? There was a really nice view up there." I said, "Okay, let's do it." So the four of us started going higher and higher and higher. And let me tell you, the human ego is very strong, is it not? They kept asking me, "Father Ricky, are you okay?" I said, "Of course I was. But I could feel my heart racing a lot, and I was worried my asthma was going to kick in." The three others were chatting away, and I was just quiet thinking, when is this going to end? The climb higher and higher was only about 10 minutes, but it felt like forever to me. But we finally made it, and there was this absolutely beautiful view of the lake. It was worth the struggle for me to get there. And my friends asked me, they said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "That hike was a piece of cake, no problem." And one of them said, "Father, I think you need to go to confession." I share that story, what happened to me on Friday, because it was worth it to get to see that beautiful view. Because, you know, we get so stuck down in our work and our concrete jungle down here. But it was an absolutely beautiful moment where I looked out and I was with people I deeply loved, and I got to see God's nature. And this gospel today is basically Jesus telling us, it's going to be worth it, my friends. It's all going to be worth it. Because heaven is waiting for us all. But along the way, Jesus reminds us in our gospel that there are going to be many times in life when it is not easy. None of us like to suffer. I've shared this with you before, but in my 19 years, on year 19 as a priest, nobody's ever asked me, Father, pray that I get more suffering in my life. We're like Peter, are we not? None of us wants to experience pains or trials or difficulties. But this gospel is a reminder to us that Jesus did not promise us an easy life, but he did promise us eternal life if we're loyal to him. So it's normal right now to look into your heart and say, God, take this pain away from me. Take the suffering away from me. It's hard when we see people we love suffer in particular. But suffering is part of our journey here on earth. We cannot escape it, but it's how we respond to it. And that's what our Lord is telling us today. So there are many areas in our lives that we do struggle, but I just want to hit on three in particular. The struggle of giving up control of every detail of our life. I have about 30 priests coming to my rectory tonight. So if the South Pass police is on Ramona tonight, you know it's priests gone wild, okay? one of them's turning 30. But, you know, I'm the unk, as they call me now, the old guy. But priests, I have found, we're some of the most controlling people, right? My mom was a hospice nurse. And I asked her once, who are your toughest type of patients? She said, number one, engineers, because they ask questions at the very end. She goes, but the very worst, Catholic priest. And I asked her why, and she said, because you wanted to control everything till the end. But we all want to control every detail, don't we? Because we want to know that it's okay. We want to know that it's going to work out. But our Lord is telling us a far greater way. He's saying freedom actually comes when we surrender our life to God. When we don't tell God, you need to do this, but rather, God, give me the strength to persevere. When we choose to do that, my friends, that's when discipleship actually comes alive. It's hard because we want to know the outcome. And Jesus is saying, give it to him. Our second struggle I want to talk about is the way we're so closed-minded to others. Jesus tells Peter, this is the road to heaven. I'm going to suffer greatly. I'm going to get crucified. I'm going to die, but heaven's coming. And what does Peter say? I don't want that. And how often do we limit our own minds to the gift of what the other person is teaching us? So I challenge us today to open our hearts and minds to somebody that we need to love more. Maybe somebody that's different than us politically, or somebody that speaks a different language. But my friends, we're all invited to the table of God's kingdom. That's why you're here today. So let's open our hearts and minds to something that somebody could teach us. It's a struggle to be open to something new and to learn from somebody at times. But what a great gift you're giving that person by doing so. One of the things that we're all guilty of, myself included, is the struggle of accepting suffering when it comes into our life. Sometimes we blame God for it, don't we? You know, God could take it because God loves you and he knows where you are in your life. But how do we respond to that suffering? Do we allow it to make us more empathetic and loving or patient? Or do we become more bitter and angry and ungrateful? So my dear friends, this gospel makes it very clear. If we want to get to heaven, and I know you all do, that's why you're here, that when the cross comes into your life as hard as it is, know that Jesus is walking with you and he's cheering you on. He's telling you, I see your illness. I see that the fact that you got laid off at your job, no matter what it is, and he's telling you, keep on going, because heaven awaits each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
I'm starting to drip in sweat, so I'm done, okay? So today, at this beautiful day that God has given us this beautiful message, where in your life are you struggling? Where in your life has it really been hard? And I want you to bring that to Jesus right now. Never, ever lose hope, because heaven is awaiting each and every one of us. It's okay not to be okay, okay? We live in a society that tells us we have to be happy and smiling all the time. It's okay to be suffering. That's part of discipleship. So bring that to Jesus right now and allow him to give you the strength that you need.